From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Scientists found blue-green algae again in southwest Florida waters this week. The toxic algae has been plaguing beaches on the East Coast for weeks now. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports experts say this could get worse on both coasts because of the summer heat.
Everglades Foundation ecologist Steve Davis visited Lee County recently to observe the Caloosahatchee River up close. Davis says this patch of bright green algae found in Cape Coral means Lake Okeechobee freshwater releases are not only spreading toxic algae, but also dumping more freshwater along with it, allowing the algae to thrive.
Because the discharges have been going on for so long has made these estuaries fresher, and conditions therefore more suitable for the growth and sustaining of these accumulations that we're seeing.
Davis says now that summer is here, we could see more blue-green algae soon.
Light intensity plays a factor in that we might see local hotspots, and this, I think, is just an indication of the beginning of that.
Davis says he thinks the only real solution is to move more Lake Okeechobee water flows south. Several environmental organizations, like the Everglades Foundation, are pushing for the state to buy land south of the lake, alleviating freshwater flows to the east and west coasts. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.